T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
He had guns, ammo, body armor, was in a high-rise in Hollywood overlooking a park, but somebody called it in. And LA police say that phone call from a neighbor might have averted a mass shooting. John Baird's got this story.
LAPD responded because someone was concerned that the suspect was having a mental health meltdown. But then when police learned that he had been threatening people in the building, they got a warrant and found a sniper's rifle, 2 assault rifles, a shotgun, 3 handguns, body armor, and tons of ammunition.
The suspect was located on the 18th floor of an apartment building with a view, an unobstructed view of a public park downstairs. And some of the rifles were pointed outside out of the window
and toward the dog park. And that's where I talked to the suspect's neighbor, who was walking his dog this morning.
He came into my apartment and said, "You have a better view than I even have, so maybe this would be the ideal
for
obviously sniping."
He said the suspect said it would be a good place to shoot from, but he didn't think the guy was serious, and he never felt threatened, but was shocked when he learned that police had arrested 25-year-old Braxton Johnson. Investigators say the suspect has a violent criminal history back east. In Hollywood, I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Let's talk about the safety of cities. Craig Figner reports that L.A. didn't make the top cut.
The safest cities list has no large California cities on it, and a big city, it's one with a population of at least 300,000 people, but there are 5 local and somewhat smaller cities that rank among the safest. They're West Covina, Harupa Valley, El Monte, Rancho Cucamonga, and Glendale. This list merges the FBI's 2021 crime data with some wonky research into crime's economic toll.
We've used crime data from the FBI combined with some academic research on the cost of crime published in the National Institutes of Health. Each city can have its own one number of what is the cost to the community of crime.
That is Doug Milnes. He is with Money Geek, and by their measure, New York is currently safer than Los Angeles. And more on big cities here. St. Louis, it currently ranks as America's least safe city. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Burbank Congressman Adam Schiff. They go back a long ways. Sarah Sadwani is a professor of politics at Pomona College. She tells KNX the endorsement for that U.S. Senate seat that Dianne Feinstein is expected to vacate at some point. She says the endorsement will help Schiff financially.
Of course, you know, she's stepped back from her position as Speaker of the House. But that doesn't mean she doesn't have all of those long-term relationships with funders throughout the state. So her endorsement certainly will signify that she's going to put her support, not just in name, but probably also in dollars, into Schiff's favor.
A couple of other congressional members, all Democrats, also in the race. Katie Porter among them, as well as Barbara Lee.
An initiative that would make it harder to raise taxes has qualified for the November 24 ballot. Supporters call it the Taxpayer Protection and Government Accountability Act, so it would require voter approval for new or increased taxes enacted by the legislature. They'd vote, and then we'd have to vote, and increase the threshold for voter approval of local special taxes to 2/3. That's up from just a simple majority. It would also eliminate voters' ability to advise how to spend revenue from taxes on the same ballot as a general tax as well as a proposed tax.
A little bit later this morning, LA's Mayor Karen Bass is going to be holding a briefing to talk about $60 million, she says, is coming in funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's HUD, to support the efforts locally to address homelessness. And people in California, according to this new survey, they are concerned about homelessness and the economy. Kathy Whitman has more.
The Public Policy Institute of California is releasing results of its latest survey today, asking residents about their major concerns. The survey was just conducted in the middle of January and is their first statewide survey of the year. Mark Baldessari is survey director for the PPIC.
The survey started out with a question of what do people think is the most important issue for the governor and legislature to work on.
And the results?
By far, the top two issues were homelessness and jobs and the economy.
Homelessness is cited even more than the economy. But two-thirds who answered the survey believe that this coming year will see bad financial times and that we are already facing recession woes.
Most people are describing the recession as moderate. They still feel that inflation is having an impact on them.
One in three surveyed say the state's budget is posing a big problem. But at the same time, they think that Governor Newsom and the legislature have the ability to make things better. I'm Kathy Whitman. KNX News 97.1 FM.
Going to gas station. Prices up a little bit today in L.A. County. Average now for a gallon of regular. Up overnight nearly a cent. So $4.57. That's the average. Orange County about a half cent up. $4.50. Nationwide about a dollar lower than that. So average sits at just under $3.50.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.